This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the Worldwide Wave.
It's Worldwide Wave time, Joy's international news and current affairs show, especially for the LGBTI community. We take you around the globe one country at a time. Big thank you to The Informer for another, well, informative show, and Richard for bringing us the latest in local news. A full studio tonight. Paul is here.
Hello.
Welcome, Carlos.
Good evening.
For the first time, Alex, our podcaster, is joining us.
Hello, hello.
And I am Matt. Now, immigration is a hot topic around the world at the moment. Canada has been one of the countries that has been held up as a progressive and accepting beacon in a changing world. But is that perception a reality? For one man originally from Pakistan, the migration process brought pain and a journey of self-acceptance.
Now, how do you begin to explore your sexuality in a new country when you don't even know the word gay?
What caused his parents to become more conservative when they moved to a more accepting country?
And would you want the world to know your story?
And looking at the LGBTI world through the lens of films at the upcoming Melbourne Queer Film Festival, tonight we are joined by Arshad Khan, director of the documentary Abu, one of the fantastic films at this year's Melbourne Queer Film Festival from March 15 to 26. Here's a taste of what's coming up tonight.
Marhaba, this is Khaled Abdul Hadi, the founder of the first LGBT magazine in Jordan and one of the first in the MENA region, speaking from Jordan on the Worldwide Wave.
तेरी अखियां विच मेरी दुनिया वसदी सावी मेरी तेरे दिल दी धड़कन नाल चलदी तका तका तेरियां रावां तेरे नाल बहारां तू ही मेरा माहिया तेरी तेरी मेरी जोड़ी कदी मुंह ना मोड़ी दिल तोड़ी ना मेरा
And that was Sanaya by Uzair Jaswal, an artist from Pakistan.
Which is where we're going tonight with some... And actually, I was really enjoying that. I was getting, you know, tapping away, tapping the beat. We have... look, I'm interested just in everybody's because it's, you know, the come down from Mardi Gras fever. That story about Cher we just mentioned. So the well-publicised release of the photo of the Prime Minister with Cher... and she's since put out an apology saying, "I, you know, he seemed like a nice guy. I didn't know it was sort of such a big issue." So she obviously...
Is it?
Is it? Okay, that's, well, that's the question.
I really do question the alarm over this. I think he was always in favour of same-sex marriage, although, you know...
There's a lot of anger in the community, though... at the process and the politics behind it.
There's a particularly good picture of Cher, I thought.
Yes. It was good lighting. It was
she looked stunning.
Just had that person in the front that was getting in the way.
Stupid smile on his face.
Let us know what you think. Should Cher have to apologise? 0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au.
Taking you around the globe, one country at a time. This is your Fun Fast Facts.
We are in Pakistan tonight. Now, a poll from last year shows a majority of the, nearly a majority, 45% of Pakistanis agreed that gay, lesbian and bisexual people should enjoy the same rights as straight people. 36% disagree.
That strangely doesn't add up to 100%, so where's the other bit?
There's some undecided.
No, there's some, And as for transgender people, just under exactly 50%, 49% agreed that they should have the same rights.
So that's, well, it's actually, 49%, so there's actually more people that think transgender people should have the same rights than gay, lesbian, bisexual. That's pretty unusual.
Yeah, I suppose it is, but at the same time, a lot of those cultures have a long history of the so-called third gender, as we'll talk about in one of the other fast facts.
Well, let's look at that. So LGBT citizens are not allowed to serve in the military. However, they can legally change their gender to a third gender.
Indeed.
The third gender, I'm going to have a crack at this, the Khawaji Sira people. And as you're saying, so India has a recognised third gender, Nepal, quite
Thailand.
An acceptance of third gender people. Acceptance in at least title, not always acceptance of the people, the culture.
Yeah, we've had previous stories, haven't we?
Jobs
India, where they have very low-paid jobs. Mm. Now, they don't get much respect.
My knowledge of cricket isn't fantastic, but I believe there is a cricketer named Khawaja with the surname Khawaja, so I'd love to know, listeners, if you can translate that for us.
Don't know about that one. Political parties, interest groups and other political organisations are required to respect Islam, and the idea of, quote, public morality, which can preclude the endorsement of any LGBT campaigners in the political arena. That's a bit unfair. How are you meant to get voices out if you're already stopping them from speaking?
However, in 2016, a small clerical body in the city of Lahore declared transgender marriages legal under Islamic law. So that's interesting.
And in some of the larger cities, including Lahore and Karachi, many gay men from mostly middle and upper classes have been celebrating gay pride at large private parties in the most recent years.
Good on them.
Go for it.
Yeah.
We are in Pakistan tonight, and migration is difficult at the best of times. A new country, a new culture, and that feeling of not quite fitting in. If you are visibly from a different race, it adds an extra challenge, but it's even more complicated when you are not sure of your sexuality and your father holds conservative Muslim beliefs. Asad Khan decided to put his personal journey on film with the documentary Abu, showing at this year's Melbourne Queer Film Festival. We asked Arshad why he felt the need to tell his story to the world.
Abu means father, and it is a very personal film about my very difficult relationship with my very devout Pakistani Muslim father as a gay son. And I made the film because my father passed away in 2011, In 2012, I was making a 5-minute video for his memorial, and I realized that my family is obscenely well documented, and I have this huge wealth of video and VHS and mini DV, high 8, and you know, all these photos and such a wealth of archives. And I thought, okay, you know what? Perhaps I could use these archives to tell a story and examine my relationship with my father.
I read that the items you have go right back to the 1930s.
That's right. So one of the first photos taken of my father with his dad and his siblings was in the 1930s, just when he was very little, like 3 or 4 years old, something like that.
What did you learn about your dad and your parents through that, through discovering all those films and photographs?
You know, you see photos as a layperson, like as a regular person. Then I went to film school, and then when I revisited these photos and videos, they had a lot more meaning and power, and I understood what this is all about. And it is very rare for a family to be so well documented. And so the power of my images is in the fact that I've documented a very beautiful time in Pakistani history and in Pakistan, you know, the 1980s when I was growing up there. It's very rare to see these images. First of all, it is a miracle that my film got made, because our culture in our community, we do not like to share our personal videos or our personal photos. So it was very rare. And you know what's interesting about my film is it's a film that you must bring your friends and family to. It's one of those rare films at a queer film festival where everyone after the screening says to me, I wish I'd brought my parents, or I wish I'd brought my children, or I wish I'd brought my nephews and nieces, because it's really a family film in a true sense of the word. So if you've got kids that are over 8 years old, I think, because you know, this, the film deals with family, with migration, with spirituality, sexuality, and also sexual abuse.
And that was Irshad Khan, the creator and director of the documentary Abu. Coming up, we find out how Irshad's life changed in Canada and how he brought this to life in film. This is a Worldwide Wave.
This is Ulrike Lunacek, member of the European Parliament and co-president of the Parliament's LGBT intergroup on the Worldwide Wave.
Yeah.
That is Pakistani singer Baghia Mian Moore, and the song, that's the song, the singer is Jonita Gandhi. And you know where that's from, because it's from a film, Pakistani film. It's not Bollywood.
What is it?
It's Lollywood.
Lollywood
from Lahore.
Sounds sweet.
And there's another one you mentioned, Alex.
Hollywood apparently is the south, and Kaliwood is from Calcutta.
Wow.
And I heard a statistic that more films are made in South India than all of Bombay Bollywood. So another film statistic.
And we are in Pakistan tonight. Now, just a big shout out. Obviously, our regulars have got a bit of Mardi Gras hangover. So message us in 0427 join 949. If you did hear Joy's broadcast of Mardi Gras over the weekend, let us know what you think. We'd greatly appreciate that. And if you missed it, go to our Facebook page and you can see a whole heap of Mardi Gras photos of all the fun and the broadcast up at the Sydney Game Lisbon Mardi Gras. That's W3 Joy on Facebook.
And we are talking tonight to Ashad Khan, the director and creator of the documentary Abu, telling his story of migrating from Pakistan to Canada. Ashad was not out in Pakistan. We asked him when he got to Canada if he felt a greater sense of freedom to do with his sexuality.
I didn't even know the word gay, you know, that I heard like when I came to Canada. I did not feel a greater sense of freedom. No, because I was still living in a suburb, you know, of Toronto. And suburbs are very alienating places at the best of times, you know. And also I was living with this family who actually were quite open-minded when we moved to Canada. And that kind of conservative thinking and that closed-mindedness happened as a result of the move, you know, because my older brother married a white Canadian, and that sent my family into a panic that, oh my God, all our children are going to marry white people and we're going to lose our culture. So that panic is what led my parents to start like thinking of me and my younger brother and my sisters and try to, you know, make sure that we get married off respectively to good Pakistani Muslim spouses.
Now, that wasn't going to happen, or for you, that wasn't going to happen with a good Pakistani woman. How did that affect?
But they tried their best.
They tried? What did they try?
Tried to have convinced me to get married.
Like introduce you to women and
suggest, you know, people. And I escaped them as soon as I could. You know, I went off to university at first. And then when I got a job, I just moved out of the house and tried to stay away. Because I was one of those people who didn't really want confrontation with my family. And I really never wanted to come out to them. I just thought, okay, I'll just surf, you know, through this and just hold off as long as I can. And my parents are really nosy. We're a really close-knit family, and they just had to find out. So they asked me, and there's a very funny scene in my film exactly about my coming out. So the fact of the matter is, if you're a person of color, if you're Muslim, Pakistani, it's a very, you know, we often come from conservative families. And even in the West, this conversation about being out, being gay, this identity is quite new, you know. Now, in the Middle East, South Asia, queer identities have existed forever in the whole world. But the criminalization of this identity only started after colonization, Western colonization. It was the British who implemented anti-homosexuality laws in South Asia, North Africa, Middle East. So, you know, that made it illegal to have same-sex love. This is a community and a country that's grappling with that and coming to terms with colonialism and realizing that rediscovering this kind of sexuality and the diversity in sexual expression.
Was that experience of the illegality of sexuality, is that something that your parents worried about even though you were in Canada?
They did not worry about that, actually. My mother really worried about me making this film and talking so openly about myself, about our family, about family secrets and lies. And she cautioned me because she was afraid for my safety and my well-being. But you see, I never set out to make a controversial film. I set out to make a sincere film and talk about issues that need to be talked about in our community, in our culture, and outside. And I set out to make a film that helps people understand who we are. Who are immigrants? Who are migrants? Who are these people that come to your country from other cultures? And, you know, what are they all about? You know, it's examining those people who come and settle out in the West. And it's also reminding our own people who we are. You know, let's not make this terror thing a self-fulfilling prophecy, because we're better than that. We're poets, lovers, and we want the same thing everybody else does. And that is to have safety, security, a roof over our heads, money to eat and flourish.
Migration has been a big international news focus for the past, you know, 15, 20 years. For you as a migrant, and indeed through your coming out, when you were exploring Canada's gay life, was that difficult for you as a migrant?
As I say in my film trailer, migration is the hardest thing in the world, that and coming out. So after we migrated, I was only just over 15 years old, and I realized, oh my God, I'm brown. That was a really difficult realization, because we come from Pakistan and everyone's pretty much similar looking, different shades of brown, you know? So that was a very difficult eye-opening experience. And then coming out was another very difficult experience. And then realizing that in the gay community, there's so much racism and prejudice. That was another really difficult thing to grapple with and to deal with. Because you think, okay, coming out, you know, you come out, you have more confidence, things are going to be better. But things don't really, there's a whole other set of challenges that people of color who are queer face. So that was hard.
What experiences did you have in regards to sexual racism?
Well, our, you know, gay community has been quite exclusionary. You know, of all the prejudices that exist in the rest of the world, they exist to a heightened degree in the gay community. You're expected to look a certain way, and, you know, all these standards you're supposed to follow, and, you know, and everybody, like, white supremacy exists globally, and in gay culture also, like, whiteness is considered more beautiful, and the things associated with that. So that was something to come to terms with as a young person of color coming out. That's what a lot of us face.
For you personally, you're opening up your life to the world. Was that a hard decision to make, or did you feel you just had to tell this story?
So I finished film school in 2012, and I wanted to make a film about a Pakistani girl with magical powers kicking ass in suburban Canada. But, you know, it's a very fun story, but it's difficult. Making fiction films is very hard. One of the things you learn in film school is how to make do with what you have and work with what you've got. So that's why I decided I was going to use these family archives and videos that were so powerful. And of course, when I made a little teaser, a 3-minute teaser for a competition, I got cold feet and got very, very scared of sharing that, because I was like, oh my God, everybody's going to see it. All the Pakistani Indian community is going to know I'm gay, and how is everyone going to react? But the thing is that people loved that clip, you know, and they really were intrigued by it. And I was like, maybe I have something here. And then I got a Canada Council grant. I got a Quebec Arts Council grant. I got so much love and support for the project that I got encouraged to keep working on it and keep moving forward with it. And I did a little crowdfunding campaign, and I raised my crowdfunding goal in half the time that I was supposed to, because people really believed in the project. And of course, now the film has won 7 international awards, audience choice awards, jury prizes, and the film is doing so well. It's getting critically acclaimed, and I'm very excited to bring it for its Australia premiere in Melbourne.
And I'm excited to see it. That's Arshad Khan, director of the documentary Abu. Would you tell your story on film? Would you let out the family secrets on film?
It's a big step. I mean, I'm also, you know, I can identify with some aspects of that, being also the child of migrants, although I was born in Australia, but to migrants. But my experience is quite different, because both my parents are European, white European. So I think, but I can certainly, I found his discussion on the identity crisis really interesting, because I have heard this several times in different ways about this, the fact that the sort of the pressures of being in a society when one is outside. An outsider that often forces the migrant generation to go back towards their own culture.
And for him as well, in trying to find a new group, a new acceptance in terms of the gay community, and then facing sexual racism.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be completely deflating. Yeah.
Now, on a lighter note, though, if you were to have a movie made about you and your experience of coming out, what would it be titled? Maybe listeners...
Mine would be a short film, I think.
Yeah, a short film. Well, I hope that's a good sign that your parents are quite accepting.
That's right. I don't know. You're throwing this open to...
Absolutely. Okay, listeners, right. Please
0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au, the film name of your coming out story. Especially if you've had experience with migration, and I guess that's the other thing that this is in the MQFF program, there's a number of films dealing with immigration. It's just... It seems like filmmakers are... you know, they follow the issues that happen in the world and then they turn them into, you know, these great artistic pieces. So there seems to be quite a flurry of migration-based films around at the moment.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
Now, I think I've got a title for mine. Coming from a Spanish background, I think my coming out story would be called Mañana, because I kept procrastinating and not doing it. So that I think that's a suitable title.
A very Spanish quality, yes.
You're listening to Joy.
This is Samuel from Kenya on Wild Wide Wave.
For me now below, below, below. I don't want no chicken, need your love, below, below. You're the one for me now below, below, below. Won't let you ever be alone. Oh, oh.
Some more groovy Pakistani music. That was Matello by Omar Inayat. It's Worldwide Wave. Messages come in on 0427 Joy 949. Thank you, Tim, from Clifton Hill. Malcolm and Lucy Turnbull attended the parade to show support for LGBTI voters, which is a significant portion of his electorate. He was polite and friendly with Cher. That's his job as being PM. Americans respect the role of the president and the PM very much. even with Mr. Trump in the seat. Yes, there is respect for the role. Cher should not have to apologise for a photo with the PM at the parade, and pretty much saying we should chill out. Thanks for that message, Tim.
Indeed.
Pleased to hear your views.
And I guess it's not as though that they got together and sung I Got You Babe like in the, on live television or something like that. That would have been a bit much.
Absolutely. Now, we've been speaking to Rashad, and he's been telling us of his difficulties of migrating with his family from Pakistan to Canada. And we asked him if there was a message in the film for the Pakistani community.
There's a message in the film for everybody. If you have a parent, there's a message in the film for you. And if you're a child, there's a message in the film for you. I made a very entertaining film, so it's very funny. But it's also very kind of touching and sad at times. But I made the film for all people, not just queer people. I made the film for all people, not just South Asian, not just Pakistani people. And that's why everyone's relating to it. A lot of people come to me and they say, oh my God, you know, I'm not Pakistani, I'm not Muslim, I'm not brown, but your father is just, your Abu is like my Abu. It's very interesting to see that, to hear that. But of course, if you're from Pakistan, there's a real lack of representation of people from Pakistan, or you know, in the media milieu. So it's nice, especially nice for them, because they're like, yeah, exactly, this is what we've been trying to say. We may be as messed up as everybody else, but we're not terrorists, you know. And there's a lot more that connects us as humanity than divides us, and that's the message of my film.
You've also used animation in this as well. Is that a secret passion of yours?
No, I was very fortunate that I met Davide Disaro, this amazing Italian-Canadian animation artist, and I liked his work so much. And then, you know, my film is a very complicated film to make, because I was making a film about my father who'd already passed on, you know, so I was using archives and Bollywood and Hollywood clips and really making a mosaic film. And I really wasn't even sure if animation would work. But, you know, this artist is so good. We worked on the animation for years and just like kept improving it. And there were things that we just could not represent through any other clips, or I didn't have anything to show, you know, like dream sequences and so on. And animation worked very wonderfully in those.
Queer films out of Asia seem to be undergoing a bit of a growth, I won't say a renaissance, but starting to find an audience, if you like. Is that something that you're seeing as well?
Yes, actually, I'm getting a theatrical across Canada, which is very surprising, because one of the biggest chains here, Cineplex, is taking the film on.
Wow.
So the audience, I mean, we thought the film would appeal to LGBT audiences, definitely, possibly some South Asian audiences. But actually, the film is mainstreaming in a very big way, and it's a huge crowd-pleasing film, it turns out. And, you know, who knew that when you make a sincere, heartfelt film, people from all walks of life connect to it and love it and enjoy it? Who knew? You know, I'm very delighted that we're coming to the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, and this is my first time to Melbourne, and I'm, you know, coming with my partner, who's also the executive producer, and I want to meet everybody. And I really think that if you're going to come to see Abu, please bring your family, bring your parents, bring your siblings, bring your children, because this is a crowd pleaser. This is a film that is about reconciliation between countries, between peoples, between sexualities, and between parents and children.
Excellent. The film is Abu. The director is Arshad Khan. It's one of the fantastic films at this year's Melbourne Queer Film Festival, March 15 to 26. Arshad, thank you very much for joining us on World Wide Wave.
Thank you for having me.
And it is, I'm definitely going to this one. This one's
yeah,
on my list.
Yeah, I'm going to take his advice. I'm bringing
amazing.
My parents.
And I think it's more than being a good salesman. There's a lot of sincerity. I mean, I think to put your own story on film, you've got to sincerely put it out there. You can't half do it. People will see through that. The other thing there, Asian queer film, it's something we commented on probably this time last year at the Queer Film Festival, because there were a number of films coming out telling queer stories out of Asia. It seems to be quite a renaissance in that area at the moment, which is great, because we haven't really had many. And particularly for Australian audiences, we have such a large Asian population within our country. Plus, it's, you know, we are a part of the Asia Pacific region.
Yeah, and I've been particularly pleased to see the number of South Asian, because we've had a number of films from Thailand, Taiwan, Japan, and Korea, South Korea, that is, of course. However, there's, you know, until the film recently, Lerv, a couple of 2 years ago, amazing film from India. And yeah, it's great to see, because the, you know, those cultures are not traditionally very open on these themes. And so
that's right. It's a good way of actually introducing a discussion. And especially if it's that old thing about telling your story, it's really hard to argue against somebody you know or somebody you associate with. So
yeah,
it's a great way to get it up on screen.
Hopefully we'll get a few of the South Asian community in Melbourne, because we do have a growing South Asian community in Melbourne. So it'd be good to see if some of those community members show up at McQuiff.
Indeed. And we've invited Arshad to come in and have a more detailed chat to us about his story and Asian queer film in general when he comes out here. So hopefully he'll be available. Message has come in. Jamie from Rabban, loving the music, as are we. And we've got a bit more coming up here on Worldwide Wave.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like Worldwide Wave on Facebook now.
Did you know that a vaccine exists which can prevent you from contracting HPV? Did you also know that this vaccine is free for all men who have sex with men up to the age of 26 in Victoria? Immunisation is the best protection against HPV for both yourself and your sexual partners. Contact your local GP or sexual health clinic to get your free HPV vaccine today.
It's only three little pricks at the end of the day.
It's time to immunise. For more information, head to betterhealthchannel.vic.gov.au/time-to-immunise. Vax. A proud Joy sponsor.
You may know Virgin Australia as the airline that flies you from, say, Melbourne to Adelaide. But what about LA or Hong Kong or another 450 amazing places thanks to our partners? Perhaps while sitting in the business, the best business class according to airlineratings.com. Actually, forget sitting. Lying in one of our lie-flat beds with a single malt scotch from the onboard bar and a menu designed by Chef Luke Mangan. This is flying. This is Virgin Australia. The business is available on selected aircraft.
Joy sponsor.
There are lots of mortgage brokers out there who claim to be the best. But who is right for you? Find out with station sponsor Find Your Mortgage. From over 20 lenders, they'll find the product that will suit you best. And their complete service includes free mentoring, free credit reports, free property reports, and more. So for the right service from start to end that makes finding your mortgage easy, visit findyourmortgage.com.au. They'll come to you.
Hi, this is Robin Tyler, and I am a producer, I'm an activist, I'm a comic, and I'm also legally married to my wife, Diane Olson, for over 7 years on the World Wide Wave.
What a fascinating story tonight. A big thank you to Arshad Khan. He's the director of the documentary Abu, as a part of, you'll see it at this year's Melbourne Queer Film Festival. It's on March 15 to 26. You can get your tickets now at mqff.com.au.
And thanks for our messages, Facebook, from Xavier, Tina, Joe, Marta, Des, and a heap more. You've joined our interaction with us on Facebook this past week. That's www.joy on Facebook.
And also Tim and Jamie for the SMSs.
And our podcaster Alex and Gordon on the front desk.
Now stick around. Urban Dreaming coming up next. Stories of resilience, survival and connecting with culture and spirituality. I think Jamie would like to hear some more of that great music to take us out.
And our last Pakistani for the song for the night is La La La.
We'll catch you next week on Worldwide Wave.
See you.
कवर मेरे पीछे की कर दी है तू हाँ तू yes I'm talking to you झूठा मैंनु प्यार जता के मतलब पूरा कर दी है तू हाँ तू yeah रख सोनी है जवानी नु संभाल के सटी नजरे वे तेरी हर चाल ते भावे बन ले तू तेज देखी होना एक फेस जब तो बेके पछतावेंगी गाने में तेरा दिखावेगी नहीं तो मेरे पीछे आवेगी ला 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 ला।
गाने में तेरा दिखावेगी कली बह के पछतावेगी
कदर तेरे लायके की कर दी हाँ मैं सब न लड़ती मैं मेरे पिछ दुनिया सारी पर एक तेरे ते सिमरती मैं हाँ मैं पर रखी ना तू कोई खुश फहमी जदू वेखेगा तू मैनू विच ग्रैमी फिर मेरे नाल खिच्ची फोटो अपने फ्रेंडा नू तू कढ के विखावेगा गाने मेरे ही तू लावेगा ला 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 जदों गड्डी तू चलावेगा ला 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 गाने मेरे ही तू गावेगा ला 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 जदों गड्डी तू चलावेगा ला 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 ये तेरे प्यार दी इक मैनू लोड़ सी बाकी होर किस चीज दी ना थोड़ सी वी तू कदर ना पाए मेरे प्यार दी क्योंकि दिल विच तेरे कोई छोर सी
मेरे उत्ते बस कर दी तू डाउट सी हर वेले नाले कर दी तू शाउट सी कदी मेरी कोलो पुछ मेरी मर्जी क्योंकि यू इट वाज ऑल अबाउट सी
जिन कुड़िया दे पिछ तू फिरना है ओ सारिया मेरी फैन जो कुछ जाके उन्हां नू तू कहना है ओ आके मैनू कहन हुण मैनू कोई परवाह नहीं तेरी मेरी एक होनी राह नहीं करनी मैं तेरे ना सलाह नहीं फिर किवें तू मनावेगा गाने मेरे ही तू गावेगा ला 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 जदों गड्डी तू चलावेगा ला 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 गाने मेरे ही तू गावेगा ला 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 जदों गड्डी तू चलावेगा
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online across the world at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave. Or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.